Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jing Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jing Johnson. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clancy scores. There goes Falk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to third. Wheat moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jing Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Cochran and he is out. Hale applying the tag. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Falk reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah is hit by the pitch. Barrett moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Barrett scores. Peckinpah moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Peckinpah scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Peckinpah, who fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to second. One out. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Jing Johnson. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and has French trapped. There's the throw to Ward, who throws to Hun Field, who tags French for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Powers now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Wheat hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball towards center field. Metzler makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Metzler. Hale scores. Cobb tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause bunts towards the mound. Powers juggles the ball. That's an error on Powers. Ward moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Powers fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Krause moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg pinch hits for Ike Powers. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground for a single. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peckinpah fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wheat hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Hale reaches second base with a double. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 White Sox. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.